You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. This final note before we go, today has officially kicked off one of the great sports weekends of the year. Wall-to-wall college football, NFL games all the way until Monday night. This is the kind of weekend that ESPN was made for. Unfortunately, fewer and fewer people are actually watching ESPN. Walt Disney Corporation revealed on Wednesday that its sports behemoth, which accounts for a huge portion of Disney's yearly profits, has lost some 7 million subscribers since its peak in 2013. It's now back to the same numbers it had a decade ago, 92 million subscribers. Now, by some estimates, that could be a loss of almost $1 billion in just 2 years. ESPN has been slow to adapt to the cord-cutting trend, and its sports bundles have been the linchpin of cable subscriptions for years. Now the company is experimenting with more over-the-top subscription options and probably thinking about doing a lot more. While Disney hopes that in the short term, at least, Star Wars will make up some of the losses. Sounds like they can use all the force they can get.